Thailand closer to introducing online casinos. Thailand is moving closer to the legalization of online casinos as the government continues its push to establish a legal framework for online gambling. Digital Economy and Society, Day, Minister Prasert Jantharuongtong announced on Tuesday that the cabinet had given its initial approval to a proposal designed to address the regulatory and operational aspects of online gambling. The decision was made during a cabinet meeting on Monday, signaling a significant step toward bringing underground gambling operations into a structured and taxed system. It comes as the country is also in the process of introducing legalized land-based casinos. The proposal focuses on amending secondary laws as a preliminary step before tackling major legislative changes that require parliamentary approval. The process will involve collaboration between the Day, the Ministry of Interior, and the Council of State. According to the Day Minister, this phase is expected to take approximately 1 month to complete. These amendments aim to create a foundation for broader regulations that will govern the online gambling sector and facilitate the integration of currently unregulated gambling activities into a legal framework. The government's goal is to curb underground gambling operations by regulating them and ensuring they contribute to state revenues through proper taxation. Minister Prasert highlighted that legalizing these activities aligns with the administration's policy of converting informal, unregulated industries into lawful, revenue-generating enterprises. He noted that online soccer betting is especially popular among FAIs, and its inclusion in the legal framework is under consideration, along with other forms of gambling such as traditional sports like cockfighting and various digital betting options. On track for quick introduction. The decision to legalize online gambling is the result of months of discussions between the Day and the Ministry of Interior. The proposal includes measures to address potential social and economic impacts and allows for public hearings to gather input from stakeholders. This process aims to ensure that the implementation of the new framework is both comprehensive and inclusive. While the Day Minister stated that the three agencies involved are sufficient to proceed with the initial phases, other organizations may be included if needed. Questions have arisen regarding the level of transparency in the announcement of this initiative. The Cabinet's decision on online gambling regulation was not officially disclosed by the government or its ministers but was instead mentioned by former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat during a campaign event. Minister Prasert clarified that the matter had been briefly addressed during the Cabinet meeting but was overshadowed by discussions on the Entertainment Complex Bill, which had garnered significant public attention. Another area of uncertainty is whether the management of online gambling operations will be handled by the government or delegated to the private sector. This decision will depend on the specifics outlined in the secondary laws, which are still under development. Once the legal framework is finalized, each agency involved will begin executing its respective responsibilities, marking the next phase in Thailand's efforts to regulate and modernize its gambling industry.